Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Ms. Wendy Vaughn Daniels, Pastor Joel Ellinger, and Sylvester Jackson, as we are talking about what I think is really a serious situation that unfortunately not enough of us in the city are aware of. It's the reason why I spent or will spend the entire 2 hours with this group of people who are fighting for what's right in our city, for a group of people who certainly deserve it, who have changed their lives. And the other part of this is, as Ms. Wendy Vaughn Daniels was talking about, this is intertwined with city government, where the Alder people and state government, and that's part of the problem. There's only a few sites that the state owns in the city where this facility can be built. Who do we have on the line, Sam, before we go to Mr. Jackson? Who do we have up next?
Susan has given us a call from her car.
Hey, Susan, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I was just going to relay my own experience. I had a small landscaping company, and I worked for the city of Middleton in Dane County, and the crew from Oregon Correctional, which I believe is what you're talking about, the same type of facility where people are headed out to reintroduce themselves in the real world, and they work on jobs. And I had no problem with this crew. The guys were so great. They were very respectful. They worked hard, and all they wanted to do was to get out of their facility for the day and be able to, you know, breathe fresh air and work hard. And so my experience was wonderful, actually.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Sylvester Jackson. You know, sir, before we went to break, I was saying that, you know, when people hear prison, they are thinking, you know, Al Capone and those kinds of things. And help people understand a little bit more about what kind of facilities we're talking about here.
Well, to begin with, the Cheney Center is a minimum facility. It's set up in three categories: minimum, medium, and maximum. So they took away the supermax, so it just remained in the three: minimum, medium, and maximum. So the minimum is the facility that allows individuals who have worked their way down, in most cases, from max, you go down to medium, and from medium, you go down to minimum. And you don't get there by being animalistic, bad behavior, and rowdy. You know, you earn your way down to minimum by conducting yourself, staying off the radar of reports, write-ups, segregation tickets and things of that nature. So most individuals that come down to minimum is just trying to earn money to return back to the community with, because, you know, the cost of living don't stop because individual goes, you know, to prison. And so when these individuals are working hard at getting their education, getting a career informed, getting knowledge in terms of where they're going when they get out there, and then they get to places like the Farmer Cheney Center, they are helped by, you know, different programs, ministries, you know, spiritual means, and then they're given the opportunity to go out and work every day, gather money, save their money. And then when they get back into the community, they have something to sustain themselves with. Because I can assure you, when you're released with nothing, the more than likely scenario is you're going back to prison. It's by the grace of God that I overcame all those obstacles that I was dumped in. because you can't hold a person for 2 years and release them with nothing and expect them to succeed in life. And yet, you know, a person that's been released for 10 years, after 10 years, you know, that's where the Farmers Training Center comes in, that it allows people to come back in the community with substance, with sustainable ability, because without that, you know, it's a revolving door, you know, in the prison, because I have known individuals that went out and was back in 3 to 4 months because they couldn't make it, because everything was messed up for them. They didn't have no place to stay, so they'd rather come back to prison than freeze to death. And it shouldn't be that way. And then we have the biggest population coming out of Milwaukee County being sent to all these northern regions for whatever reason and keeping them away from their families. And then to allow these young men or these men who are down in the training center to lose their advantage to coming back with something and force them back up north, back into a community that they would not return to, it's just insane. It does not make sense. And we know we need our youth facility, because we don't appreciate the fact that parents have to travel 3 to 4 hours just to go visit their children and then come back 3 to 4 hours to come home. It shouldn't be that way. We have enough property here in this city, in this county, to make sure we have both of those facilities, the Cheney Center and the youth facility, and to add on beds to the Cheney Center, because why is it we got thousands of beds in the punitive system, but only 100 beds in Milwaukee, you know, to help a person rehabilitate and come back with some substance and a foundation to stand on with him and his family? You know, it don't make sense. So we're saying, you know, we need the community to start stepping up and speaking out, because silence helps perpetrate violence. When you're not talking, you're allowing the people behind the scenes that is doing all this damage to our community to get away with it, because they're not being challenged. These are our family members. These are our children. These are our father. These are our uncles. These are our brothers that we're talking about. And if we can't speak up for those who's in there trying to come out, then what's the purpose of all of this rehabilitation and restoration is about?
You know, Mr. Jackson, the whole purpose and reason for me having you guys on today is just that, trying to help make the community aware of what is all involved in this, because, you know, the people never give it a second thought. But you imagine a person who's locked up, who is a parent and can't pay child support during the time they are locked up, and they are released and they owe $50,000, $70,000, $100,000 in back child support because they've been locked away, and they come out and have to deal with those pressures. You know, and can have their, even if they start working, have that garnished seed and intercepted. I mean, those are added stresses, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, that is one of the things that causes a lot of individuals just give up, you know, and go back to prison, or worse, go ahead and take the easy way out by committing suicide, because it's so hard when you're coming out being described as an animal, even though you've been down 40 years, if you've been in there 40 years and took every course they have, if you done, you know, joined ministries or become a teacher, it seems in most cases the only thing they want to remember you for is what brought you there, not what.
All right, listen, we've got to go to a break. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.